Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio. And my guests in the studio today are Doug Osborne, the Director of Health Promotion of Sitka Community Hospital, and Holly Marbin, Health Educator at Search. And both of them are involved in organizing events around the Sitka community related to biking because May is National Bike Month, a celebration of cycling that's happening across the country to promote the benefits of biking. And Doug, you were telling me a few moments ago that you've been involved in this event in some capacity over the last 14 years. Mm-hmm. Would you mind sharing with our listeners some of the history of this event and how you've seen Sitka change in terms of its biking culture?
I think initially that one of the very first years it was a celebration of National Bike to Work Week, which is a week-long celebration. The Yellow Jersey did a contest. We're actually doing it this year as well. You can win a $100 gift certificate just for riding to work that week. And then in 2007 at the first health summit, the community members who gathered said, let's be more walkable and more bikeable. And so then this bicycle-friendly community coalition was born, and a lot of great work has been done. And so it's just gotten better and better over the years. So there's more people riding, and it's just more a part of life in Sitka, which is great because it's very economical. It's good for the air. It's good for physical activity. And Holly and I, working in health, love to see all those benefits, not just for the community, but for the individual. And the other great thing is it's a real nice low impact workout. So you're getting your heart rate up, but you're also protecting your knees and joints. And so biking is just a wonderful way to get some exercise.
And let's jump into some of the events happening this week. Starting with the event happening this evening, Holly, could you share some of the weekly events with us?
Yeah, of course. So tonight is the first event of National Bike Month, and we're going to kick up National Bike Month with a Doc Talk presentation by Dr. Vega, who's a Search provider. He's going to talk about the health benefits of biking. So it's called Why Bike, the Astounding Benefits of Riding a Bicycle. And it's a free event open to the community from 6 to 7 at the library, and there'll be healthy snacks and opportunities for questions. And I think it'll be a really great way to just get people thinking about why biking can be really beneficial to somebody's overall health and how something so simple, a lifestyle change like biking a couple times a week, can really make a big difference in somebody's health.
And there are a couple of other events.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you.
So also something that's kicking off today that's happening actually the whole month, not just this week, is something called Bike to a Healthier You that Search is sponsoring. And we're realizing that, like I was talking about, bicycling can be such a powerful form of preventative medicine, and we'd like to see more people on their bicycles for exercise or for commuting or for fun. And so we're partnering with Yellow Jersey and offering $100 off a new bike at Yellow Jersey if folks have seen a provider at Search in the past 6 to 7 months, so anytime from October 1st through the end of May. So they can contact me for more information about that. But that's a month-long event. Other things that are happening this week are on Friday, we have our Sitka Bicycle Friendly Community Coalition meeting at North Sister Crepe and Juice Co. from noon to 1. And so we'll talk about, you know, improving cycling in Sitka and some planning for the rest of this month. And then on Saturday, we have a big event that's in partnership with Sitka Trail Works. It's a cross trail bike ride. And so that's going to go from the Indian River Trailhead all the way up to Kramer Avenue on the cross trail and back. And so that starts at 9:30 a.m.
And Doug, what kind of, do you need a mountain bike to participate in the cross trail ride, or what kind of bikes and how can one prepare for this ride?
Well, it is gravel and it's kind of loose, so we're just going to go slow and everybody's going to go to their comfort level. But yeah, a lot of people would bring a mountain bike or a hybrid bike, but it is a shared path and it's pretty wide. Sitka Trail Works has done a great job, so I think a lot of different bikes would manage well. Definitely having gears will help because there is some elevation, so we'll go up some hills and down some hills. Mm-hmm. But it's just a chance to have fun. It's a beautiful scenic ride and a great workout. So if people are interested in coming Saturday morning, it's a free fun event by Sitka Trail Works in honor of National Bike Month.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to note that if those hills are too hard, it's totally okay to walk your bike up the hill and then get back on at the top and ride down. I do stuff like that a lot, and it's no big deal. I think people are a little bit intimidated by hills sometimes when they're biking, and so they don't want to get on their bike at all if they know there's a hill coming. And I just encourage people to feel okay with doing that, because it's no big deal. And you're still going to get there faster than walking.
And you had mentioned the Bike Coalition meeting happening this week. Holly, you and Doug are a part of this.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing more about what you do in town and who's involved?
Sure. So it's a small group of folks. Like you said, Doug and I are two of the members. Charles Bingham is a member. Michaela Dunlap from Search is a new member. Robert Haddle, Bill Hughes, Bill Foster. Those are kind of the main folks who attend. And we meet once a month. And we talk about if there's any upcoming events in the community that we want to organize related to cycling, or initiatives that we want to take on to try to make biking easier in Sitka, or promote biking or encourage biking in Sitka, we brainstorm maybe some how to find funding for putting up some bike parking racks or things like that to make it easier for people to bike around Sitka and make it more bike friendly.
Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about some of the events coming up this week. And Doug, I'm wondering if you could share some of the events happening later this month that might not have happened in previous years.
Well, on the 9th, Wednesday the 9th, so that's coming up next week, is National Bike to School Day. And so Holly and I are going to be at Keat in the morning and Blatchley in the afternoon, and we'll just have a raffle for kids there. So that's on the 9th. And then on the 12th, this is something that has happened year after year, but there's some new elements, the bike rodeo. And so the Sitka Rotary Club, along with the Coast Guard, and lots of partners come together and do this event for kids. It's at the hangar, and they'll give out helmets, and it's going to be a great chance also for kids to size up and find a bike that fits. You want to have a bike that's not too big or too small, and so there's a bike swap element. And so it's a lot of fun kid event on the 12th. So the same event that's been going, that one's been going on for maybe 40 years. That's been going a long time, but there is some new elements each year. We're going to do a different course for the kids. There's a skills course that they ride. So come on out for that Saturday the 12th. And then brand new events, I think that on National Bike to Work Week, which starts the 14th, the getting a drink at the back door is new that Monday. And then the Ride of Silence on Wednesday is new. We haven't done that before, and that's in honor of cyclists who've been killed by cars. And so it's a ride that's in the evening, and it's at 7 o'clock, but it's 7 o'clock all over the country. They're doing this in conjunction with lots of other cycling clubs. And then the complimentary pedal powered smoothies, that's new at North Sister, and that's on Thursday. So each day of Bike to Work Week there's something. So those are some new things. And then things that have happened year after year, like the culmination is the community bike ride that's in honor of the 127th anniversary of the first bike. We're adding a bike show component, so we're encouraging people to bring unique bikes, interesting bikes, and have people kind of check out all the different things you can do with this machine.
And you were talking about the final, the closing event on May 26th, the community bike ride, and the first bike that was brought to Sitka. Right? Is that?
Yes. Yeah, as far as we can tell, it was in May 1891, and it came on a steamship. And Bill Foster, a historian and in our group, found that documentation. So we celebrate, this year will be the 100. We started on the 125th, so this will be the third time we do it. But we're adding to that event. Hope to get a lot of people to come out. It's a family-friendly event. It's fun. We just ride down Lincoln to the park and back. But it's nice to get together with other cyclists and talk.
And that is the Sitka Community Bike Ride on May 26th. Starts at 11 a.m. at Totem Park. And
Totem Square.
Totem Square. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
Just
you.
Just right here by the
Great
by
Totem
the
Square.
House.
And there's an opportunity to arrive a little bit early at 10:30 a.m. to get bike tune up and to
Come and socialize and look at other bikes, and we may do some preliminary activities. So come out on the 26th. And if you want to help us plan it out, come this Friday to North Sister. We're always looking for people.
And as a final question, I would love to hear why you two bike and how it's benefited each of you personally.
Sure. Gosh, well, I have to say that I'm actually not as avid of a biker as Doug is, but I have kind of gone in spurts throughout my years. When I first moved to Sitka, I didn't have a car, and so I just biked for the whole year. And you know, through the rain and the hail, and it was fine. It was just how I commuted, and I've since then kind of, you know, ebbed and flowed with it, but I'm back into it now, so I'm really excited. But I really like it because every time I get on the bike, I sometimes have this feeling of dread, like, oh no, I have to bike in the rain today. But I get on the bike and I'm like, oh, this is fun. You know, like I actually really enjoy my commute. Whereas if I'm driving to work, I feel like I'm rushing. I'm a little bit stressed in the car. I hate to admit, but I'm like, come on, people, drive faster. But anyway, it just allows me the opportunity to really slow down and also to just feel like I'm spending more time outside, more time in nature. I get to appreciate some of the smaller things that I really would not have noticed had I been driving. And it's a great way to just add some exercise into the day that I wouldn't have otherwise gotten. You know, an extra 10 or 15 minutes here and there can add up. So it's fun. And I get kind of that, what they call runner's high from biking. Every time I arrive somewhere after biking, I feel like I'm in a much better mood. And it kind of lasts for a good bit of the day. So if I bike to work, I feel like I start the day really on a good foot. So, yeah, wins all around.
Yeah, and for me, it is a nice way to build activity in. It's a great little bit of exercise. It's a great way to go. It's outdoors. But I'm kind of in the Alice McChesney mode. She's who the bike shed here is named after. And she in the 70s had an experience right over here in Catlin. And she said, I'm just done with cars. And she was concerned about the exhaust. And she said, I'm just not going to participate in that. And so she had a single speed, actually a series of single speed bikes. And she just would ride in any condition. She lived to 84. And so for me, as this was becoming a goal and just becoming aware of what was going on, and there is a lot of people who die from air pollution and car exhaust is an issue. It's something I think that doesn't get talked about a lot. And I think there's a lot of desensitization to that. But if you look at the exhaust, you look at what's coming out, it's not just CO2, which contributes to climate change. There's effects in the moment, if you ask somebody with asthma. So for me, it was really the only way, walking a bike, or the only way to have a clear conscience getting around. I eventually... And before, we used to have a gas-powered car. We got an electric vehicle now. So for me, that is the main benefit. It is exercise and it is fun, but the best pillow is a clear conscience.
Holly, Doug, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you so much, Erin.
I just spoke with Doug Osborne, Director of Health Promotion of Sitka Community Hospital, and Holly Marbin, Health Educator at Search. And May is National Bike Month, a celebration of cycling across the United States to promote bike benefits.